They couldn't keep him. He was set adrift on the river in a small, woven, waterproof basket. Risking starvation, being eaten by a wild animal, or even drowning, the 3-month-old baby was surrendered by his father and mother and left to the elements, rather than face certain death. Little did they know their act of faith would change the course of world history. How can an abandoned baby become one of the greatest leaders of all time? And why should it affect your life? Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we examine Moses, faith, and you.
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Are you fascinated with the movie The Ten Commandments?
Behold his mighty hand!
Cecil B. DeMille's spectacular epic blockbuster was one of the most popular box office movies of the time. It debuted more than 50 years ago, yet it's still shown year after year after year on U.S. TV in the spring. Why? Is it because of the all-star cast? Or is it because it's an Academy Award-winning film? Or perhaps it's because of the special effects? Certainly those aspects don't hurt, but I think the fascination comes from the main character himself. Not Charlton Heston, but Moses. We're attracted to the man Moses because of the story, the action, the drama. But the biggest reason may not be that obvious. It's because of something spiritual, his faith. Hebrews 11 is often called the faith chapter of the Bible. Did you know that Moses' example is cited more often than any other? It says there, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So today, let's look at some powerful lessons of faith that we can learn from his remarkable example, the remarkable man Moses. Now Moses had it all, the best of everything the world had to offer. For the first 40 years of his life, the Bible tells us he was trained and educated as only an Egyptian prince could be, in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. But being a part of that world was not what God had intended for him. In a way, Moses was pretending to be something that he wasn't. What's God intended for you? Like Moses, without the truth of God, living distant from him, we're told in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12, "You were foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the covenants, which were based on God's promises to his people. And you lived in this world without hope and without God." Perhaps it's time to realize that we're like Moses. He came to realize that he was actually a stranger in Pharaoh's kingdom. He no longer belonged. When we begin to follow God, this world is no longer our home. We don't fit in here. We're shown that Moses realized this in Hebrews 11:24. It says, "By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." Now that seems to show that Moses had already made the critical decision to identify with his own people, the Hebrews. So when he came upon an Egyptian taskmaster beating a Hebrew slave, he took things into his own hands and killed the Egyptian and buried his body in the sand. Moses tried to defend the oppressed. Acts chapter 7 tells us that he already thought it was the time to let my people go. But instead of rising to power and delivering the people right then, Moses had to run for his life, away from his people, to the land of Midian. He found he couldn't do it on his own, not by his own power. His method, his timing was all wrong. His life of privilege and luxury was over. Now, God would begin to work with him and educate him through the seclusion of a shepherd's life. 40 years would pass before a remarkable conversation took place. Remember how God chose to speak to Moses? A burning bush that wasn't consumed by the fire. Moses would have no doubt that it was God who was speaking to him. Now don't forget, the people in the Bible were real people like you and I. They thought a lot like we do today. At times, we need proof to believe something. So here's something crucial. What would it take for you to believe that God is speaking to you? You see, by this time, Moses is 80 years old when God demonstrates his power through a miracle. Today, some people challenge God. They challenge him by demanding a miracle right in front of their eyes. But you know, when you really begin to think about it, we do have a miracle right before our eyes. It's the very Word of God, the Bible. Today, we don't experience smoldering shrubs. It's different. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So you see, God is speaking to you, not through a burning bush, but through His fiery Word. You don't have to wander in seclusion. You're not alone. You can grow in your relationship with God by completely trusting His Word, because the Bible is the foundation of faith. You know, here on Beyond Today, we focus on Scripture, on the truth, the Word of God. So when the Bible talks, we need to hear and we need to put it into action. No wonder the Apostle James wrote, "But be doers of the Word and not hearers only." You see, when God spoke to Moses through the burning bush, He expected him to listen and obey. And it's no different for us. God speaks to us through the Bible, and He expects us to listen and obey in faith. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." So what are you hoping for? What was Moses hoping for? Certain? Certain of what? Certainty in this world? You know, in many ways today, we are experiencing a crisis of faith all around us. Few people have much faith in government, in political leaders, our educational system, or even in their own marriages. Do you lack faith? In a moment, we'll discover how you can gain more faith, because we're all faced with the difficulties of everyday life. Many just don't have much confidence that there'll be a better tomorrow. But it can be different for you. We've prepared this free booklet, You Can Have Living Faith. This is a study aid that can help you understand what the Bible teaches about faith, what it is, and how you can have it. It is possible to have absolute trust that God's promises are true. So request your copy today. Go to the web, online at beyondtoday.tv, to download, read, or order your free copy of You Can Have Living Faith. Call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. And as always, we provide all our publications free of charge as an educational service. It can be disheartening. It can feel destructive when it seems that God doesn't hear our prayers. It seems as if He doesn't answer, or perhaps He doesn't care. But you know, you don't have to feel that way. You can overcome the enemies of faith. This free booklet will help you to grow in biblical faith. So request it by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Now, if you have an e-reader, our booklet is easy to download on beyondtoday.tv, and it's also available in the Apple Bookstore and at barnesandnoble.com. Just do a search with the booklet name and you can download it free directly to your e-reader. I'd also like to tell you about a special live event. Beyond Today and the United Church of God are inviting you to unique, live, free seminars called the Kingdom of God Bible Seminars. These are being held across the United States, Canada, Australia, and around the globe. Here's what you'll like. These seminars will really delve into the Bible. What's the message that Jesus preached? What's the significance of the Kingdom of God? Will Jesus really return to earth? We're holding these free seminars so that you can have answers to these questions and gain a deeper understanding of the significance of God's kingdom. Each seminar covers new material, so even if you've attended in the past, you won't want to miss the upcoming seminars. So go to beyondtoday.tv and look for the Kingdom of God Bible Seminars link and find a free seminar near you. Be sure to register to attend. Thinking of faith, do you lack confidence? Do you long for more faith? Do you doubt in the face of a promise? You know, you're not alone. Moses did too. As you think about the Ten Commandments movie, some parts accurately match what the Bible account says. But you know, other parts, they don't. Many Hollywood movies portray leaders like Moses as always having been a natural leader, an imposing figure. But you know, that just wasn't the case. Movies do it because that's how we imagine our leaders. That's how we want them to act. But you see, Hollywood doesn't understand that God calls willing people and He develops them into great leaders by His power. The leaders in the Bible are not the giants we might imagine, but they're people. They're real people whom God's used in spite of their weaknesses, in spite of their failures. So despite our weaknesses, despite our failures, God can transform our lives too. Here's an example. God wanted Moses to go back to Egypt to deliver His people from slavery. So did he immediately step out in faith? No. Moses tried to make excuses. He asked God, "Who am I?" He asked Him, "What if they don't believe me?" So rather than look to the God who called him, where did Moses look? Well, he looked inward. He looked to himself. His excuses were self-centered. He wasn't God-centered. It reminds me of our excuses. Many of the excuses that we use for failing to do what God commands us to do, they're the same kind. They're self-oriented. But you know, we cannot look to ourself. God's answer was to direct Moses right to his character, to his goodness, to God's leadership. God focused Moses' attention not on Moses, but on God Himself. And He did it by revealing Himself as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. So when Moses grasped the greatness of God, that's when things began to change. Now we begin to see the greatness of Moses is found in the greatness of the awesome God who called him. He listened to Moses' worries. He listened to his objections. But he corrected him by directing his attention to the power of God. And we too. We don't have to be afraid of what God's asking us to do. We don't have to wander in the wilderness. Life can be different. As we seek first the kingdom of God, as we keep His word, and as we look forward to that kingdom in its fullness on earth, when we look to the return of Jesus Christ, God promises to help us and to take care of us, no matter what happens. So unlike Moses, we shouldn't avoid acting on the commands of God. We shouldn't be reluctant to obey God's lead. Remember, the key to success, the key to getting out of the slavery of your personal problems, the key to breaking free from sin, is not our own greatness, not our own power, but to look to the character of God who calls us, who empowers imperfect people to do His will. Now, have you considered the connection of Moses, not just to God's power, but to that concept of water? Moses always seemed to be surrounded by water in his life. You probably remember the scene from the Ten Commandments movie of that baby in the basket floating down the Nile. God used water to save Moses. His rescue from the water is absolutely significant. How could his parents have imagined that he'd be taken in by no one less than the Pharaoh's own daughter? That's a remarkable reminder of how God intervenes for you too. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory. So imagining that passage, how much can you imagine? See, God can infinitely do more than even that. So it's ironic that Pharaoh's order was to throw out the Hebrew boy babies in the Nile. And yet, the name Moses means the opposite, to draw out. This brings us to probably the most memorable event in the story, and certainly a remarkable special effect in the movie, The Ten Commandments. Finally, after escaping Egypt, the Hebrews are trapped at the Red Sea. Pharaoh changes his mind and pursues them to kill them all. But God, as the great master of timing, rescues his people by parting the Red Sea. They pass through safely, and the armies are drowned. This amazing miracle symbolizes even greater meaning. Remember that Moses' name means to draw out, or the one that draws out. So not only did God save Moses himself by drawing him out of the Nile, but God also used Moses to draw out his people from bondage. And there's more. Israel was saved from sure death by being drawn through the water of the Red Sea. Now, that's where you come in. In John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus tells us an amazing truth, saying, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." You see, like a magnet draws and attracts and moves that steel, God draws and pulls and attracts those whom he chooses by motivating their hearts and minds to respond to his calling. Is God drawing you? Do you feel that godly pull, that motivation? You see, like Moses, we have a call to action, drawn to responsibility. There is no doubt God is drawing a drowning people out of this world, which is a sea of sin. That's something that we have to act on. That's something urgent. That's something immediate. It should move you. But what should you do? What should you do to respond to God's draw? We have some insight in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. It says, "We pleaded with you, encouraged you, and urged you to live your lives in a way that God would consider worthy. For he's called you to share in his kingdom and glory. Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is. And this word continues to work in you who believe." You can accept God's calling by learning his way, by committing yourselves to it and living it. So like Moses, you can choose to live by faith. Now we'll be discussing much more about how you can live by faith and how you can respond to God's drawing, his calling, and more of the life of Moses and how it relates to your faith. And we'll be doing that with the BT panel in just a moment. But first, I'd like to offer you a free subscription to the Good News magazine. If you long for a deeper understanding of what the Bible teaches about faith, the Good News is here to help with this and so much more. In-depth articles on marriage, family, how to find true success, and the importance of having a close relationship with your Creator. That's why you need your free subscription to the Good News. Call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or visit us on the web at beyondtoday.tv and order your free subscription today. Here's another important reason to visit us at beyondtoday.tv. We're now producing BT Daily. What's BT Daily? They're short daily videos on breaking news and topics that are important to you. We answer your questions. So join us throughout the week and get additional insight to help you better understand life. So don't miss our video blog, BT Daily. We're continuing our discussion on Moses, faith, and you. Joining me now are fellow hosts of the program, Darris McNeely and Gary Petty. You know, guys, we've been talking about faith. And in Hebrews 11, New Testament, it talks about faith over and over again. It's known as a faith chapter. And Moses is discussed quite a bit in that chapter. And there's one section I thought it'd be good to talk about for a minute. It's in verse 25 in Hebrews 11. It says, "Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin." And so when you think about Moses in those terms, he had it all. He had everything going for him, and yet he gave it up. So how does that tie into faith?
It teaches us today as moderns a very important lesson, Steve. Moses, it tells us in the book of Acts, chapter 7, he was trained at the Pharaoh's court. He was trained in all of their knowledge. He had been raised almost as a son there. And as a result of that, he had status, he had the wealth, but most important of all, he had power. And he walked away from all of that. Now, you think about that: status, wealth, and power. Those are the modern idols that we have today as part of our culture. Moses had not only those, but they had stone idols of the entire Egyptian mythology. But most importantly, what he walked away from were the same idols that we contend with today in our society. And he was willing to put that aside. And that's the first step in beginning to build faith and a relationship with God based on faith and reliance and trust on Him, is that we begin to put away our own modern idols of wealth and status, and most importantly, perhaps, power that we all crave in some way or fashion. When we're able to walk away from that, put it away, then we are on the first rung of the ladder of faith and relationship
with God. So in a sense, it's changing our priorities then.
You know, when we were off camera just a minute ago, you were talking about how Christianity doesn't equal the American dream. And there's nothing wrong with the American dream, but we have to realize Christianity is about becoming Christ-like. And you know, Moses understood that what God was offering him was greater than all the wealth of Egypt. We have to understand that what God is offering us is more than all the good things we can have in this life.
It's really a total change in perspective then. Yeah. It doesn't mean we can't earn a living and all those kinds of things, but we've got to put God first in those things.
That is getting our priorities right.
Got to have it right. In fact, when you read a little bit farther in that same section of Hebrews, in verse 26 of Hebrews 11, it goes on and it talks about Moses, "For he looked to the reward." So what was in his vision that we need to find?
If you take Hebrews 11, that entire chapter, and all those examples are given about people who saw and waited for and lived for a different country. That's the way it puts it. They were looking for the kingdom of God, lived their lives for that kingdom, and had faith in what God was doing, and many times had to give up a lot in order to do that, to have that reward.
So when you think about this, looking to the reward, looking for what was coming, certainly freeing the people from slavery, but the point was he saw far down the way. God led him to the promised land. Yeah. You know, that was a physical promise that had to be part of what he was looking for, but it actually goes a lot beyond that, doesn't it?
It does. The promised land was a type of the kingdom of God. Yeah. It was going to be certainly for Israel a physical kingdom or a place where God would be their king and they would be his people. And for them, then, that would be a physical type of the ultimate spiritual kingdom and the literal kingdom that he's going to bring to the earth. But they were to get a foretaste of that through that entire experience.
What's interesting when you look at the life of Moses, though, every time he had to step out on faith, it was literally a step, an action he had to take. Mm-hmm. God didn't just say, "Okay, believe in me." He had to step out. He had to go where he told him to go. He had to do what he wanted him to do. When he stood before the Red Sea, he waited. God told him. He turned towards the sea, put out his hands, and the sea opened. So that stepping out on faith, when we're headed towards the kingdom, we're following God's purpose every day in our lives. And many times it's really stepping out. It's stepping out on faith.
And it's by that stepping out that we gain understanding. It says in that same Hebrews 11 that it was by faith they kept the Passover. And when God passed through Israel there and killed the firstborn of the Egyptians, they didn't understand why they had to put that blood on the doorposts, but they did it. They did. And it was by doing it and then watching God's actions that they learned to obey God. They learned faith.
And so in a way, that's no different for us then. When we take that example, Moses' example points to what we've got to be doing, doesn't it? How does it apply then that I have to step out in faith?
Oh yeah, yeah. Moses isn't just a nice story to read for our children about something that happened many years ago. It is a story of people who stepped out on faith, Moses specifically. We should follow that. We should know that in order to follow God, there are times we have to step out against what seems what we should do in order to be blessed by God.
So we really must make that step.
That's right.
And so it takes action.
That's living faith.
That's living faith and putting it to practice. I think that's what we've got to make sure that we're all about, so that we go forward in faith, just like Moses went forward to the promised land. We must go forward to the kingdom. Well, we hope you'll remember our free offers today. You Can Have Living Faith will help you find hope in God's promises. You can get a handle on doubt and uncertainty and begin to have sure confidence as you look to God in faith. And also request your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. Each issue will help you understand God's purpose for you with practical articles that will really make a difference in your life. Here's how you can order your booklet and your subscription. You can read it online at the web at beyondtoday.tv, download it, or request your own hard copy, or call us free, 1-888-886-8632, and you can request them both. Now don't forget that we're holding free Kingdom of God Bible seminars in cities around the world. You should come, because we'll focus on the good news that Jesus taught about the Kingdom of God. So go to beyondtoday.tv and look for the Kingdom of God Bible Seminars link to register to attend. These are free events, and with each seminar, we're featuring new material. We're adding locations each week, so if you don't see your city listed, be sure and check back again soon. You won't want to miss these important seminars that focus on what Jesus himself taught. It's your opportunity to learn about that original message and what it means for you today. So sign up for the seminars now. Go to beyondtoday.tv and click on the Kingdom of God Bible Seminars link. Moses was blessed of God because he looked to God in faith to fulfill his promises. You can have that same comfort and encouragement because you've placed your faith in God. You can trust God and in the promise of his plan for your life. God may be drawing you out of the ways of this world. Now's the time to devote yourself to seeking the kingdom of God. So place your faith in him. He can achieve his purpose for your life. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget our free offers, and be sure to tell your family and friends about us. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Beyond Today. And join us in praying, Thy Kingdom Come. For Beyond Today, I'm Steve Myers. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.